You're on Texas Standard Time.
The federal prison inmate population is about 183,000, but that could be cut by almost a third in the course of 1 year alone if lawmakers on Capitol Hill succeed in doing what it looks like they just might. Yesterday, Texas Republican John Cornyn, as Majority Whip, the number two leader in the Senate, delivered an impassioned speech calling for passage of what's called the First Step Act, a first step toward major criminal justice reform. Admitting that this could make some of his fellow Republicans worry they might appear soft on crime, his words, Cornyn said this legislation is about being smart on crime and getting the best results. And as a bonus, this just might turn into one of the single biggest feats of bipartisanship witnessed on Capitol Hill in many a moon. Natalie Andrews covers politics for The Wall Street Journal. Natalie, welcome.
Hello.
You write that this is the biggest overhaul of sentencing laws in decades. Like what? Mm-hmm. Give us an example.
Well, it really seeks to change the federal prison system and sentencing in a way that just hasn't made its way through Congress in a long time. These kind of bills require bipartisanship, and it's a thing that's hard to come by in Washington right now. So the fact that everything has come together in this time is very unique. Cornyn, for his credit, I mean, he's tried to get a bill sort of similar to this passed. He introduced legislation in 2014, and this bill is sort of based on that. It's about three-quarters the way similar, according mm-hmm. to his office.
Yeah.
So it's something that's happened for years. It does revise legislation that was passed in the 90s to give a perspective of what we're revising here. It's decades old.
Just to be clear, for instance, there's that three strikes provision, which could mean mm-hmm. life in prison for people convicted three times of drug crimes. That changes under this bill, right?
Yes. So felony drug offenses, it changes like the three strike rule. If you're convicted on your third felony drug offense, that is currently a year, like a life in prison. It would change that to 25 years, not less than 25 years.
And as I understand it, also retroactively changed the disparity in sentencing guidelines, which means what?
Yeah, and this is specifically for crack cocaine offenses. It does not do retroactivity for other offenses, much to some groups who are arguing for this chagrin. It's trying to make crack cocaine and powder cocaine offenses similar under the law, because people serving time for crack cocaine offenses have primarily been Black. People serving time for powder cocaine charges have primarily been white or mm-hmm. Hispanic. So it kind of seeks to bring some equality there. And it goes retroactively before the 2010 law was passed. So anyone in prison, in federal prison now, could apply or petition for release under that new law.
This also overhauls the prison system to help inmates earn reduced sentences, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can earn, for every 30 days you spend in like an evidence-based program that is maybe counseling, job training, things like that, for every 30 days you spend, you can earn 10 days of early release to a halfway house,
mm-hmm.
and that's up to a year that you can earn. So if someone spends 30, and the idea behind that is helping people, encouraging inmates to take these programs, to take job training, to prepare themselves for release, and kind of incentivize that by saying, well, you can earn up to a year of early release. It's not early release out into the world. They would go to like a halfway house or other program that then helps them also prepare for release into the world.
Not much time left, but published reports say the Senate could take a vote today. If they approve it, then what?
It will go to the House of Representatives, where it is expected to pass. It has bipartisan support, so we would expect that maybe by Thursday.
But I suppose the senator will have to stave off some so-called poison pills?
Yes. Senator Tom Cotton, who is an ardent opposer of this bill, is introducing some amendments today. We'll see what they do, although I have talked to Democrats who have said that these won't necessarily be poison pills. They still want to be open-minded on whether they'd vote, but it also doesn't seem like right now that they have enough support mm-hmm. to meet the threshold to pass, but we'll see.
Natalie Andrews reports on Congress for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.